Hey there, welcome to Curtis the Word. I'm your host, Britt, and fun fact about me, I love cheese. I love cheese so much, I let it completely change my life, and I've never looked back. And chances are, if you've found this podcast, you like cheese too. Each week, I'll take you on a cheese-filled journey where we taste it, learn about who makes it, super cool spots to buy it, and more. So whether you're looking for a new cheese to fall in love with or just trying to figure out the fancy words in the deli case, come hang out with me and let's have a good time. Hello, hello, my lovely curd nerds. I am your host, Brittany Bissett, and welcome back to another episode of Curd is the Word. Today's episode is the start of yet another fun new mini-series, which I like to call Cheese Shop Gems. And basically what I'll do is I'll highlight a different cheese shop, talk to their owner, get a couple recordings, and we will find out more about what makes this cheese shop a true gem. Although I have to say I'm totally biased. I think most cheese shops are adorable gems. Because honestly, have you ever not been in a... I swear, it's like anytime I go somewhere and you see a small cheese shop, and maybe this is also why I'm so drawn to like having my own, but they're always just adorable. They're quaint. Most of the time, but they're quaint. They've got amazing different, just not only cheeses, but the different kinds of meats or the like board accoutrements or even like the boards themselves they have. I'm in New Jersey, so one of the closer cheese shops to me, Van Hook in Montclair, which I know I always rave about, but they have this like one spicy garlic oil, and I swear there's no condiment I think I've ever loved more. It's so delicious, right amount of heat, but things like this is what I always constantly kind of seek out at like different cheese shops and whatnot. So for those of you, all of us, you know, there's a ton of cheese shops. We can't all get to them, but it's nice to know about them. So welcome to my new mini-series, Cheese Shop Gems. So for our first installment of this mini-series, I had the ultimate pleasure of reaching out to Jessica Gallen of Bloomy Dobbs, which is I love this cheese shop so much. It's in Dobbs Ferry in Westchester County, New York, just a little bit outside of New York City. And it's right in the downtown. It's like this old historic village. She's got an adorable storefront. Inside, she's got tons of cheeses from all over the world. She also has this kind of branding with like different dad hats and tote bags that say lactose and tolerant, which like amazing. And one of the great things about Jess is that she's really into helping her community, whether it be cheese people, people in her village of Dobbs Ferry or Westchester. And while I've certainly seen Jess around, you can't miss her. She's got this gorgeous head of brown curly hair that is just as bouncy as she is. I got to go to a Forever Cheese kimchi and cheese dinner pairing, kind of. It was like a sit-down dinner at her cheese shop, and it was brilliant. It was so cozy and quaint, and there were candles, and there was melted cheese, and just amazing. Again, I told you, the gourmet groceries get me every single time. You can literally hand me a jar of olive oil and tell me it was some fancy oil from who knows where, and I'll probably just take it out of your hands. So we love Bloomy Dobbs, super cute, perfect size cheese shop. You know, you can get, she's got a tiny little kitchen. She's got, you know, the gourmet groceries. She hosts events. So let's find out more, you know, about Jess, what made her want to open a cheese shop, what kind of cheese is she loving right now, and so on and so forth. First things first, let's find out a little bit about the history and background of the cheese shop and what inspired Jess to start this venture.
So as far as the history of the shop, I ran a cheese shop in the city a little more than a decade ago called Lucy's Way on the Upper East Side. And I learned so much through that experience, and I really loved working in a cheese shop full time. And coming out of that experience, I wanted to work in cheese going forward, but I wasn't quite sure how to make that work with baby at home after I graduated from graduate school. And I ended up working at the Stone Barn Center for 4 years doing communications there. So I got to have a great experience of working really closely with farmers and reinforcing my commitment to supporting the work of farmers outside of directly selling agricultural products. But I sort of felt the pull to get back into community coming out of COVID. I'd been working for a while on downtown revitalization in my village of Dobbs Ferry, New York. And I realized that one of the best things I could do for the village was to open a storefront. And of course, when it came to what kind of storefront I wanted to do, I knew that it had to be a cheese shop. So that was the initial spark behind opening Bloomy. When I wanted to test out the idea of having a cheese shop, I had the opportunity, rather than diving directly into a brick and mortar, to have a pop-up cheese shop. And I did that inside a really wonderful woman-owned co-working space in Dobbsbury called Hudco, which provided me with a ton of flexibility and opportunity to test out different aspects of my business without committing to rent. They have a really amazing approach to co-working that you don't have to be, you know, a technology worker to do co-working. You can have a co-working retail store. You can have a co-working physical therapy practice. So I plugged in there and I had a tiny fridge and a little tiny cash wrap, which was actually a kitchen island from Wayfair, and one set of shelves. And everything was on wheels because on the weekends, a lot of times they would have events and I would have to move the entire cheese shop out of the way. And that experience really helped me to think about the need to incorporate flexibility into the design of a shop. And I sort of took the idea of everything on wheels and incorporated that into my storefront, which is also very small, but larger than a pop-up.
Okay, this is awesome because I love hearing these stories that make me feel like I'm on the right track to what I want to do, which again, brick and mortar, although I gotta interject for a second. I still really want that TV show where I travel the country and the world tasting cheese with cheesemakers. But I digress. Love the concept of a small pop-up shop, trying to get a feel for the market. It's brilliant. So what's Jess's favorite cheese right now?
We just got in a wheel of Grayson that is so delicious. It's creamy and fudgy. And we were trying to bring in some new bread. So we had a bunch of bread samples and we were opening the wheel of Grayson at the same time. And it was just astonishingly delicious. I'm so excited to have it.
Grayson is an outstanding cheese. And for those of you that aren't familiar, Grayson is a washed rind cheese that comes to us from Meadow Creek Dairy in Virginia. It's a little bit funky. It's a little bit buttery. It's seasonal. So when you find it, you've got to try it. In addition to an incredible cheese, let's see what else Jess likes to pair with her different cheeses and how she hosts her events and things of that nature.
When I think about pairing my cheeses, I like to get really creative, and some of the most exciting and fun opportunities I've had since I opened the store have been in collaborations with other food companies. So we did a tasting and pairing here with Forever Cheese and a small local kimchi producer named Mama O's Kimchi. We called it Kimchi's, of course. And just exploring how the flavors of kimchi, even though they're spicy and very fragrant, can complement the cheese was really fun. I did a team holiday party here for a company called Spare Food Co., which does a sparkling tonic with upcycled whey from Greek yogurt production. And I had them bring their tonics to our guided cheese tasting. So we were able to pair each of the cheeses that we had selected with different tonics. And even though we might not think that, you know, cucumber lime whey tonic would go well with cheese, we found some really exciting pairings there too. So that's what's the most fun for me. And of course, the wines and the beers are always a fabulous pairing as well.
This is awesome and so special. These pairings with tonic and kimchi are definitely one of a kind. So I wonder if there's any other really special or exclusive cheeses that Jess has right now.
I love carrying the Cato Corner Farm cheeses. They are not that widely available around here. And especially their newer pasteurized cheeses like Celeste. We just used that in our Cheese of the Month membership for February. And it's so super delicious. And I love working with them because when I was first getting into cheese, I had the opportunity to apprentice with Mark in the cheesemaker room and doing a little bit of affinage. And it really opened my eyes to the work that cheesemakers do. So I always have such a fond memory of working there and have they will always kind of be that first cheesemaker that I learned from. So I love carrying their cheeses. And then another one that's not so common that we have right now is the Black Label Bailey Hazen Blue, which we just got in last week, which is tasting astonishingly delicious. And they describe it as having miso and malt notes, and I think that's so spot on, and it's incredibly dense and fudgy and delicious.
Yum. Those cheeses sound so good. I, like myself, have recently sampled some Bailey Hazen Blue Black Label, and I really didn't think Bailey Hazen could get any better. And it did, I guess, in a way. But anyway, it seems like Jess's selection is incredibly curated. So if you're wondering the who, what, where, when, why, how she gets her cheese, listen on.
I do a mix of sourcing. Some is direct from farms and cheesemakers. Some is through smaller scale distributors. And I think my selection fundamentally reflects my preferences. I try to have, of course, a range of things, but because we have a fairly small cheese shop and a fairly small cheese case, I can't have, 12 different Goudas. So it's really my favorite in each of the categories. So I have to be able to stand by everything, and that's okay with me. It means that we have a really strong perspective on everything that we carry, and I think our customers appreciate that.
Okay, I am just loving this. One of the things I always joke about also at farmers markets is kind of the business model is you buy what you like, and then you're able to be so passionate and speak to it. And it's clear that Jess's shop is very curated to her personal taste and her values. And, she has connected with different dairy farmers and whatnot. So I guess my question here is, how does Bloomy Dobbs engage with the community and able to spread the word of the curds throughout the, village and to get people involved and excited for some of Jess's favorite cheeses?
One of the things that I really love about my shop and that I took from the initial experience of having everything on wheels at HUDCO when I had the pop-up is that I can be flexible and sort of scale up and scale down as I wish. I can turn my cheese shop into a tasting room. I have a lot of classes here with about 16 guests. I can do cocktail hours and raclette parties. But I do a lot of events offsite as well, whether it's for private companies or at a wine shop about 30 minutes from here. We have a really strong partnership and we've done some great classes together. And I also do things that are a little more unusual. Like I've done a cheese tasting at a local Bar 3 studio and we do a restorative candlelit bar class. So everyone gets all sweaty and gross and then they sit down for a cheese tasting. But because they've already kind of centered themselves and come into the space, it really enhances the cheese tasting experience. So I love bringing folks into the shop. I love taking the show on the road. And we always publish our events on our website at bloomydobbs.com or on Instagram at bloomydobbs. At Bloomy, we have a mission of lactose and tolerance, the spirit of which is that cheese can bring people together and that we can't separate the work that we do in the cheese shop from the work of showing up for our community. So being involved in the community is incredibly important to me, in addition to things like donating to all of the local school auctions and community-based auctions and everything else. We put a lot of work into partnerships like one I have with a local abortion rights, reproductive justice group I'm involved in called River Towns for Reproductive Rights. We've hosted events here for that group. We have donated a ton of food to their fundraisers, so that's incredibly important to me. And one of the things I'm really looking forward to this spring is hopefully kicking off a partnership with some local schools and the Cheese Culture Coalition and kind of serving in that intermediary role of the cheesemonger, bringing the Cheese Culture Coalition's wonderful curriculum to local schools here in Dobbs Ferry and in the greater New York City area.
So great. And for those of you not familiar, the Cheese Culture Coalition, definitely give them a follow on Instagram. They're constantly doing wonderful things, whether it's scholarships or highlighting diversity within the cheese sphere in general, not just cheese making, not just cheese mongering. They kind of cover it soup to nuts. They offer an educational platform. They host events. So definitely keep your eyes on them. But back to Jess, I also wanted to know, she's been in the cheese world for quite some time. I wonder, what kind of trends is she noticing right now?
As far as trends go, I really appreciate that cheesemakers are, particularly American artisan cheesemakers, are getting bigger and bolder with some of their flavors and trusting that the customers will come along for the ride. I think, the American artisan cheese movement is 40-something years old. And, trusting that the retailers can shepherd these cheeses to customers successfully and that the customers will be interested in trying things that have unique flavor profiles and are adventurous and are different. I love seeing more and more of those distinctive cheeses coming online.
I could not agree more. The things that are going on with the American artisanal cheese movement right now are just, I want to say absurd, but in like a positive light. Like I think back in the 70s and 80s, no one ever would have thought we'd be where we are today. So I feel like this means even more specialty, delicious, super unique cheeses to come for Bloomy Dubs, right? And last but not least, I had to get one cute little anecdote that ties along in with a popular cheese in her area right now. So let's have it.
So my shop is right on the main street in downtown Dobbs Ferry. And every year on Halloween, there's a sort of Halloween party. We close down the downtown streets and the kids can go trick-or-treating at all of the stores. And I started off this year at Halloween with some low-quality candy. But there were so many kids that I ran out of the candy within about 10 minutes. And I didn't really want to spend any more money on bad candy. So I ended up giving out little tastes of Prairie Breeze cheddar from Milton Creamery in Iowa. And everyone loved it. And of course, the parents loved it. But even the kids were coming back for 2 and 3 and 4 tastes. So I think Prairie Breeze is definitely a huge hit around here. It's something that a lot of folks haven't tried before. They love the sweetness and the crystals. But I think the fact that it's balanced with a nice acidity kind of keeps people coming back for more. So that's definitely our top selling cheese. And it's one that people know how to ask for by name. So that's been fun to see.
Oh, my goodness. If that is not just the sweetest, cutest, funniest little cheese shop story, I do not know what is. Honestly, those parents are probably pretty pumped to not have to deal with the sugar rush later on. Although I guess they did for the other shops. But, you know, it could have been worse. But anyway, I wanted to say a huge thank you to Jess Galen of Bloomy Dobbs. Again, you can check her out on Instagram at Bloomy Dobbs. You can visit her at her website, bloomydobbs.com. And if you happen to find yourself in Westchester, definitely go give her adorable cheese shop a little visit and ask her what she's really into right now, because obviously it will be there. And again, if you know of a cheese shop that you want featured on here, if you work at, if you run, if you shop at, whatever the case may be, this was the first time we tried to do this. I think it went pretty well. I hope Jess also thinks that too. And I can't thank her enough for taking a chance on this episode, but I am so excited for what she has in store. And I'm also so excited to keep bringing you some really cool, funky, unique cheese shops. So until next time, stay cheesy, friends.
But the fun doesn't end here, my lactose-loving friends. Whether you're a cheese connoisseur or just waking up to the cheesy world that exists beyond pre-cut Cracker Barrel, there is always more to discover and more to savor. So be sure to check out my Instagram for more dairy delights at The Bee's Cheese. That's the B as in me, Brittany, S as in Swiss, and cheese. And of course, if there's a cheese that I need to try, go ahead and slide right into my DMs, because curd is always the word. Bye for now.